is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking the quick adoption of a UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland and much of Europe. Diplomats say after weeks of negotiations between the U.S. and China, Security Council is moving closer to a vote. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he has increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people in the Trump administration, intelligence community, and other government entities.
Simply put, these leaks hurt our country. All of us in government can do better. The first requirement is for discipline within all our agencies of the government. To prevent these leaks, every agency and Congress has to do better.
Sessions said he and President Trump condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. He says they undermine the ability of the government to protect the country. Top U.S. intelligence officials refusing to back down over concerns about Russia. The U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency director told a group of people that the values of Washington and Moscow are not aligned naturally. Despite warnings from him and other high-ranking intelligence officials, Mr. Trump has pushed for improving ties with Russia. This is VOA News. Mikhail Saakashvili, since last week the world's only stateless former president, says he could have remained safely in the United States or perhaps settled with his family in his wife's home nation, the Netherlands. But instead, the former Georgian leader, who last week was stripped of an adoptive Ukrainian citizenship, turned up without notice in Poland, where he stands the risk of being deported to Georgia to face criminal charges that he says are politically motivated. A U.S. federal appeals court has thrown out the murder conviction of an ex-Blackwater security guard and ordered three of his former colleagues to be re-sentenced in the high-profile prosecution stemming from the massacre of 14 unarmed Iraqi civilians at a Baghdad traffic circle in 2007. The story now from Reuters' Tom Rowe.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia ordering a new trial for former security contractor Nicholas Slatin, serving life in prison for the killings, and the resentencing of three others, saying the 30 years they were facing behind bars was too long. The stunning decision reopening one of the darkest chapters of the Iraq War, the four guards opening fire with machine guns on the Iraqis, including women and children, at Baghdad's Nisour Square, but insisting they were under attack as their Blackwater convoy made what prosecutors called a reckless effort to clear the road for U.S. diplomats. The appeals court ruled the trial court had, quote, abused its discretion by not allowing Slatin, who was charged with murder for firing the first shot, to be tried separately from the other defendants charged with manslaughter.
Reuters' Tom Rowe reporting. Rwandan President Paul Kagame leads the presidential election with more than 99%, according to the country's election commission. Going into the voting on Friday, Democratic Green Party presidential candidate Frank Habineza spoke with reporters.
It's a very good step forward for democracy in Rwanda, because it's the first time an opposition party is allowed to be on the ballot paper. After we've struggled for 8 years, this is a very big step forward. We hope that we build on this foundation to make Rwanda much better.
Rwanda's electoral commission said more than 80% of the country's 6.9 million registered voters went to the ballot box during Friday's voting. U.S. military confirming an airstrike earlier this week in Somalia targeted and killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab extremist group. Ali Mohammed Hussein has served as Al-Shabaab's shadow governor of Mogadishu and has been one of the group's most outspoken members. The U.S. Africa Command says he was the only person killed in the strike. No civilians were harmed. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA1. This is Russ Davis and we're going to celebrate not only a terrific young musician who's in the forefront of making modern jazz statements, but also the city he lives in. It's bassist Ben Allison and the city is New York. I say young Mr. Ben Allison, but he's been around for a while now. I suppose we should stop calling him young. He's established and a terrific bassist, composer, band leader, producer, and jazz entrepreneur. You'll hear his story as we go backstage to the famous jazz club Jazz Standard in New York City for the debut of his new album, Layers of the City. And the city is New York, the place he calls home these days, and a place that has inspired him to create the music on this new album and has inspired many other artists down through the years. Let's begin with one of the most famous jazz artists of all time and one of the most famous songs ever inspired by New York. It's John Coltrane with his composition Central Park West from his 1964 release, Coltrane's Sound, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. New York. Now that's what he was talking about. The street of New York. The beat in the street of New York. Like the heat in New York in the bathhouses, in the back rooms, in the chicken joints and the cotton clubs, beneath the buildings, behind the bridges, beneath the smoke and the moon, beneath, but tunneling up from the dry feet of New York, the beat of New York. Now that's what he was talking about. Paying a negra, that tortured thing, at the heart of the thing, deep beneath the thing, but rising. Like the Charleston, the beating heart of New York. That's what he was talking about. The New York Charleston, that wounded pulse at the heart of New York. That's what he was talking about. Throbbing beneath the howling moon, where the King of Harlem liked to play it on a wooden spoon. Up from the streets, up from the feet, where that great arsenic lobster finally learned how to fly. And now the moon is just a slice of radiance divine up in the sky. That's what he was talking about. That's what he was talking about. Go tell Dolly, go tell Boonwell. Go tell the millionaires it's time to sell. The final foot, it's on the stairs. It's time to drink the silver whiskey, throw the glass into the drink. Cause it's time in New York. You got no time? Baby, you got nothing but time. You're hushed by time, crushed by time. Now that's what he was talking about. Pain and negra. That tortured thing, at the heart of the thing, deep beneath the thing, but rising from bathhouses and back rooms, like refugees, they arrived on broken ships and departed with little more than their wits. Ay, Dios mío, a broken moon, and the word was rising. That's what he was talking about. Now that's what he was talking about. Asesinado por el cielo, a broken moon, howling, el mascarón, a wounded pulse, a broken tune. Now, that's what he was talking about.
The northern part of the island of Manhattan, the center of New York City, is the section known as Harlem. The King of Harlem is the name of the song you just heard. It's Ben Sidran, the great vocalist and pianist and composer from his album Blue Camus. You're going to hear a lot of music inspired by New York, but none more prominent than the new release from Ben Allison. It's called Layers of the City. And we'll hear the title cut after we talk to him about it backstage at Jazz Standard in New York here on VOA's Jazz America. I'm backstage at the Jazz Standard in New York City, one of my favorite clubs. And tonight they have the bassist, composer, band leader, producer, musical entrepreneur with his own record label. Welcome Ben Allison to the program right now. Great to see you, sir.
Great to see you too, Russ.
Let's get down to Layers of the City. Love that title too. You could go off into the woods, into a beautiful forest, set up a tent, live there for a long time, and absorb the atmosphere and be influenced to create art from the things that the molecular energy that come to you. You can go to New York City and live there, as you do, Ben Allison, and be inspired by running through Times Square, riding in a taxi at 70 miles an hour down a street at midnight, walking through Central Park, etc. Is that exactly what happened to inspire all of the music for Layers of the City?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm a product of my environment. I live in New York. New York is one of the most amazing cities on earth. In my personal opinion, kind of a center for creative art and thought. Indeed. But more than that, I feel like New York is really symbolic of really an ethos that our country has had since its beginning, and that is a country that's welcoming of people from other parts of the world. And New York is really a beautiful example of a city that reflects the history of waves of immigrants that have come in from the beginning until now, each one bringing their own character and building up the city layer upon layer in a way we're all from somewhere else. And New York is kind of a shining example of how beautiful it can be when that happens. And so part of the inspiration for the album was recognizing that in New York, and then also in this moment in time where we're dealing with, you know, opposing forces, people that would try to stop that or think that that's a bad thing. I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think that that is very important for our nation and our city in general. So that's kind of my political statement about this record, and, you know, that's why I called it Layers of the City.
And as promised, here is the title cut from Layers of the City from Ben Allison on Jazz America from VOA1.
Oh,
Host of New York-based musicians led by Ben Markley, the Ben Markley Big Band featuring trumpeter Terrell Stafford, and a song from the album Clockwise, the music of Cedar Walton. Some Latin flavor, and certainly that's a big part of the sound of New York, the song Fiesta Español. And that was in honor of Cedar Walton, who, though he was born in Texas, passed away a few years ago in his adopted city, New York, of course. We're focusing on the influence of New York on jazz, past and present, and listening to the music of Ben Allison, great young bassist, from his new release, Layers of the City, and other releases, too. We'll get back to that, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a wonderful message I've received recently, and it reads as follows. Hi, VOA. I'm Italian. I'm listening to you from Turin. I so much like Jazz of America. Viviana Ronzano. Well, thank you, Viviana, for listening, and I appreciate your love of American jazz. And certainly, many Italians came to New York City to follow their musical dreams of becoming great jazz musicians. One of them, though, that was born and raised here in the nearby city of Nyack, as a matter of fact, is guitarist Chuck Loeb, who at this time I must mark the passing of. Chuck Loeb was only 61 years old when he passed away on the 31st of July. And the great guitar player, composer, and band leader had died of cancer after a fairly long fight against that disease, which has taken so many people far too young, and certainly that's the case with Chuck Loeb. He worked with the likes of Chico Hamilton and flutist Hubert Laws and Stan Getz. He was a member of the band Steps Ahead, led by Mike Mignieri, and featuring not only Chuck but Michael Brecker and so many other great New York-based musicians. He was a part of the great contemporary jazz band Four Play. And so we'll mark the passing of Chuck Loeb by enjoying music from his album released in late 2016. Here's the song inspired by New York City and the famous club, Cotton Club. It's Chuck Loeb as we remember him and his passing here on VOA's Jazz America.
found. Hear the lonely sound of music in the night. Nights are always bright. That's all that's left for me. Yeah.
From the album, The Song Lives On. That's a song that certainly does reflect the action, the energy in New York City, street life. The late Joe Sample with vocalist Layla Hathaway here on VOA's Jazz America. Let's return now to the jazz standard in New York City, where young Mr. Ben Allison, great bassist, composer, and band leader, and owner of his own record label, and gentleman who puts together lots of projects for the New York scene and all those great jazz musicians who hang out here and ply their trade, was celebrating the release of his new one, Layers of the City. But I had some thoughts about the name of his band, Think Free, and an album with that title that came out a few years ago. We'll hear a cut from that after we talk to him here on VOA's Jazz America. All right, congratulations on Layers of the City. And before we get to that, I want to get to something else. When I first heard that your band was Think Free, I flashed on that advert with Einstein for Apple, Think Different. And I thought, that's deep. It's simple but deep. Mm-hmm. Give me some thoughts about Think Free and the ramifications of that simple title.
I was not thinking of that Apple title when I came up with that, but it's a good association. I always try to write music that's structured but also leaves a lot of room for people to take it anywhere they want. Right, so I rely on the musicians in my band to push the music in a different direction every night. It's kind of like a directive to the band, but it's also a directive to the audience to not come with too many expectations or preconceptions about what jazz is. I think jazz is, by its nature, an evolutionary art form. It's always changing. It's really international at this point. There's incredible jazz musicians all over the world, each with their own voice, each with their own burgeoning community of creative thinkers and doers. And so part of the title comes from a directive to the band, but also an entreaty to the audience to be that way. Think free.
Well said. The first thing that popped in my head when I saw that was, Ornette Coleman, Eric Dolphy, etc., etc. But no, your songs are Ben Allison songs, not free jazz, quote unquote.
That's right. That's right. It's not just free jazz. And that's kind of an insider thing for the jazz devotees. So you think free jazz, but you can also say a free thinker. That's somebody who is, like myself, maybe now we're going to get philosophical, but, skeptical by nature, who is not prone to any kind of preconceptions about what's supposed to happen. We'll just allow the music to kind of unfold. I mean, it's really, to me, this is really the crux of jazz. People try to define the music. Swing, it's a groove. It could come or go. I know it's not necessary in terms of defining the music. What's the defining characteristic for me of jazz is that it be conversational, that it have room for the musicians to kind of spontaneously create something, that there be this kind of group interplay, and that everybody should feel free to do so, that it's a democratic process. And that's what makes it beautiful.
And from his album Think Free, here's a song with a whimsical title, Kramer versus Kramer versus Godzilla, on Jazz America from VOA 1. Chaser from 1967, Jerry Mulligan meets Thelonious Monk, another great New York-made jazz classic. More with Ben Allison coming up next hour.